Shanti. 16 September 2018, Sunday. Today's blessing is, may you be a master bestower of peace, Shanti Data, and with the power of silence, attract everyone. Just as you have learned the art of serving through words, similarly now, shoot the arrow of peace. With this power of silence, you can make greenery appear even on sand. No matter how hard a mountain may be, you can make water come out of it. Put this great power of silence into a practical form through your thoughts, words, and deeds, and you will become a master bestower of peace. Then the rays of peace will attract all souls of the world to the experience of peace, and you will become magnet of peace. So just as you have got the practice of serving through words, now serve through peace. Now shoot the arrow of peace. So wherever there is sand, make greenery. If there is a sand somewhere, you make greenery. And if there is a mountain somewhere, you make water come out of it. This you can do with arrows of peace. What does Baba mean when he say sand and mountain? What is sand? What does he mean when he say you have got the practice of serving through words? Now shoot the arrow of peace. And wherever the arrow will fall, if it is sand, it will turn into greenery. If it is mountain, water will start coming out of it. What does he mean when he say, what is sand and what is mountain? What is sand? What is sand? Yeah. So it's a poetic word. Sand indicates which heart. Sand indicates which heart, and mountain indicates which heart.
Mountain is ego.
Mountain is ego. Mm-hmm. So where there is a mountain is very hard. Water would come out. Where there is sand, or you can say both of these things mean the same thing. Those souls who are dried up, those souls who are hardened, those souls who are non-believers, those souls who are full of ego. So, such souls have been compared to sand and mountain. So wherever there is a sand, you shoot the arrow of peace. Or those souls who are peaceless, those souls who are bereft of all feelings, those souls who have become emotionless, those souls who have become absolutely out and out materialistic, those souls who have lost that touch of divine love, those souls for whom there are very hostile experiences, harrowing experiences of life, and those experiences have made them non-believer. Those experiences have made them cruel. Those experiences have made them merciless. Such souls are like sand, and such souls are like mountains. So what you do, just as you have learned the art of serving through words, through speech, by narrating knowledge, now learn the art of shooting the arrow of peace. This is the arrow you have to shoot now. Arrow of peace. And then become the master bestower of peace by putting this power of silence into your thoughts, into your words, into your deeds. Become the master bestower of peace, Shanti Data. And then the rays of peace will attract all the souls of the world to the experience of peace, and you will become magnet of peace. What you will become? Magnet of peace, Chumbak. So you will become bestower of peace. You will become magnet of peace. How? By shooting the arrow of peace. This is how the world will learn about peace. At present, everywhere there is total peacelessness. There is not a single house where the peace prevails. There is not a single state where there is peace, where there is not a single country which is at peace. Everywhere there is gross and subtle peacelessness. So, we are the bestower of peace. We are the magnet of peace. We are the ones whose quiver, Tarkash, is filled with the arrow of peace. So with that, from that quiver, we take out the arrows and we shoot at those souls who have become like sand, who have become like mountains. So the question is, how to become more and more peaceful? Because unless and until there is a peace within, we cannot shoot the arrow of peace. Unless and until there is peace within, we cannot become bestower of peace. Unless and until there is peace within, we cannot become magnet of peace. So we have three duties: shoot the arrow of peace, bestower of master, bestower of peace, and third, to become magnet of peace. Such a magnet, a powerful magnet, that the souls of the world get attracted towards that magnet. So now the question is, how to become more peaceful? By silence. By the power of silence, one can become peaceful. And by becoming introvert. And how to become peaceful? Keep quiet. Do not speak. But simply observing the vow of silence doesn't make one peaceful. Lips can be silent, but one may be very much restless, peaceless, restive within. So how to become peaceful? By detachment. And suppose you have to tell this to worldly people. How do you will tell? Not to Brahmins. There's a group of industrialists, or there's a group of executives, or there's a group of employees. There are a group of laborers, and you have to tell them to become peaceful. So what you will tell them? You don't. We have. So okay, we cannot tell them straight away silence and all those. Okay, but they are very important still. So how do you explain this? How to become more peaceful? What are the principles? Okay, stress management is one of the ways to become peaceful. Meditation is one of the ways to become peaceful. And what else? There are many other things one has to do in order to become peaceful. What are they? Yeah. Most important thing is accept change. Accept change. Our mind is resistant. It doesn't want to accept any change. It is very comfortable in the present atmosphere. It doesn't want to change. And whenever there is a change, our mind resists. We become restless. Change of place, change of position, change of anything. So the first thing to become peaceful is accept change. Then what else? What should we do to become more and more peaceful? Shanta Swarup. How to become peaceful? accepting change of life. Second, forgiving their mistakes, forgiving people. Okay, then forgetting past. Past is very painful. The more we hold on to past, the more we suffer. So forgetting past, letting go of past, let the dead be dead. Do not further think about the past. Learn from it and go ahead, finish. Rather than wasting time in repenting and repenting and repenting. Suppose somebody has committed a grave sin, a very serious crime, a sin. Now there are two options. One is to repent the whole life. Second is to learn from the mistake and go ahead. Option A and option B. So, accept change. Second, forgive people, events, things. Third, past is past. Fourth, how to become peaceful. Okay, that is little different method. Tell something which is related to internal. Detached, we have to tell this to outside people. Outside. Trusting the process of life. Everything, whatever that is happening, has some meaning. So, indirectly, the power prop, this drama thing comes here, that nothing is happening without a reason. And I trust myself, I trust the providence, the supreme, that whatever that is happening around me, in my life, has a meaning. Nothing is causeless. Nothing is just happening out of coincidence. It has got a very deep internal meaning, and I need to learn from it. It is teaching me something. There is a hidden lesson in each and every event of life. So, something related to drama, you can say. Where you trust, where you have faith, where you understand scenes, things of life, then what else? How to become peaceful? Self-reflection. The way to peace is self-reflection. Atma-manthan. Sitting and churning. Sitting and thinking. In that, all the three things will come. Silence, solitude and introversion. These three things are linked together. Silence, solitude, introversion. So self-churning, self-reflection, self-contemplation, going and sitting and reflecting. And I am not what others think of me. I am what I am. Let me first understand myself. There are two things associated. One is what others are thinking about me. This is one. Second, what I actually am. So, their thinking should not influence me. They think that I am fool. So, do I become fool? They think I am very intelligent. So, do I become intelligent? They think I am very virtuous, but does that make me virtuous? They think I am egoless, but does that make me egoless? They think I am full of ego, but does that make me egoistic? They think I am very much selfish, but does that make me selfish? There are two things, others and I. On one side is the world and on the other side is I. What they are thinking of me is not me. I am something else. It's not necessary that what they are thinking about me is right. Because they do not know me. They are seeing only one part of me. There are 1,000 other parts hidden. There are 100 layers of my own self. They are seeing only one layer. They are seeing this layer and they say, oh, he is so good. But they do not know other things. There are flip side of my personality which is hidden. And probably they are absolutely unbeknown to the world. So, I have to separate myself and the world. This is the world and this is me. I am this. the world thinks I am very egoistic. Okay. So what should I do? I am not egoistic. But the world thinks that he is very egoistic. Now what? That doesn't mean that I am egoistic. I have to separate the opinion of the world and then what I am. I am different. The world thinks I am very egoless, is very humble. But that may be a feigned humility. That may be a just an exhibition of humility. While I am full of ego. The world thinks he is very selfless. But internally, I may be having my own vested interest in each and everything I do. So, separate yourself. This is world thinking and this is me and what I am. So, fifth is self-reflection. Next, how to become peaceful? How to become Shant Swarup? Writing. Writing can make one peaceful. Or creative activities can make one peaceful. Writing down what are the things that cause peacelessness. Or for example, harmony in relationships can make one peaceful. The greatest reason for peacelessness is bitterness in relationships. Disturbances in relationships. There is hardly any relationship where there is peace. If you analyze the lives of the worldly people, look at them, how are they? The relation between mother and children, children and their siblings, and children and their teachers, parents and children, husband and wife, wife and in-laws, so many. There is an amount of disturbance going on because of lack of fulfillment of their expectations. So, make harmony in relationship. Unless and until there is harmony in relationships, one cannot become peaceful. Why? This relationship is damaged. Why a crack has come in this relationship? Why there is disharmony in this relationship? Why there is bitterness? Why there is lack of love? Why there is lack of appreciation? Why there is lack of praise? What are the expectations from each side which are not getting fulfilled? So unless and until one makes relationship better, there is no chance of becoming peaceful. And as I said, writing down every day. Try to write. What you will write? Write everybody's praises or appreciation, some points. If you hate somebody, strongly hate, strong hatred is there, then he must be having some or other handful of virtues. Write them down and think on them. So writing virtues, writing, making a list of peaceless things, making a list of things that are making you peaceless. What else? How to become peaceful? Unnecessary desires, they make you peaceless. Yes. This, that, worldly desires, worldly ambitions, expectations, reduce expectations and one becomes peaceful. The more the expectation, the more the peacelessness. The desire for fame causes peacelessness. Desire for fame, name, glory makes one peaceless. One wants to achieve something. Too much ambitiousness. A religious mind is a non-ambitious mind. Ambitions means worldly ambitions. Then what else? How to become peaceful? Gratitude. That's a very powerful word. Thankfulness. That carries a strong positive energy, a sense of gratitude for everything, for each and every person who has come across this life. Gratitude towards that God, gratitude towards this nature, gratitude towards everything. So sense of gratitude, a sense of thankfulness. There's something which is known as gratitude journal. I have a journal. In that, at the end of the day, write down, I am thankful to this, I am thankful to that, I am thankful to everyone. Thankful to all those who created hurdles in my path. Thankful to all those who created disturbances in my path. Had it not for them, I would not have become so strong. Had it not for their disturbances, I would not have become so resilient, so strong, so powerful. Had it not for them, I would not have understood this newer secret of life. So gratitude. Then what else? Keep the? Soman. Okay. Name. Keep your name. Shanti Deva. Shanti Chumbak. Shant Muni. Okay. So practice Soman. Then what else? We said here self-reflection. Fourth one is that only. Then what else? Experience of peace. Bringing people to Mount Abu. Okay. But that is not the final solution. Some people may get disturbed here also, we have seen. Though it's a good thought that we bring people here and they become peaceful, that's fine. But if we can give them experience of peace even 1 second, anywhere, they will become peaceful. Even a drop of peace is enough. Because there is a turbulent ocean of peacelessness in the world. Not an iota of peace anywhere. If we can just give them a drop of peace, a sprinkle of peace, a slight drizzle of peace, a little shower of peace, they will become peaceful. Okay, what else? Mind your own business. Do not poke your nose into others' affairs. Then give blessings, give good wishes. Have good wishes and give blessings all the time, no matter what they are. Baba has used two words, as I said, sand and mountain. You are the one who would shoot the arrows into the sand and the shower of, and the greenery would be created in the sand and the mountains, and from out the mountains the waters would start streaming up. So these are some of the things which we do to make ourselves peaceful. Music, songs, nature, prakriti, going near nature, songs, poetry, sometimes even these things can make someone peaceful for small time, temporary. These are not permanent measures. The permanent is soul consciousness. You make somebody soul conscious, that's it. In today's Avyakta Murli, Baba said about key. What is the key? Which is stolen by Maya? Smriti. Smriti is the key of awareness. This awareness is the greatest authority. Which awareness? Who I am. Have this awareness, who I am. And this awareness is the key, and the Maya steals it, and then one is sunk, drowned in the sleep of carelessness. So don't allow Maya to steal away this key of Smriti. Om Shanti.